It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Well, hello, world. Welcome to Border Crossings. We're live in Studio 4 in downtown Washington, D.C. I'm Larry London. In our studios, we have a very lovely, very talented young Taylor Castro, who is joining us today to talk about not only her new song, but also about her latest film. So hang around. Taylor Castro joins us today. This is Border Crossings. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today in our studios, we welcome a very talented young lady who is traveling the country right now promoting an upcoming film called Boyfriend Killer, which may or may not be out yet by the time you see this. But she's also got some new music out that's in the film, and she's working on some new songs as well, and possibly a future album. We welcome Taylor Castro to Washington.
Hi.
It's an honor to have you here and a pleasure to meet you with that big, bright smile.
Thank you.
A great way to start a day. Well, congratulations on all the success you've been having.
Thank you.
And you're only 17?
18.
18 now?
Yeah, just turned 18.
And you're in high school still?
Yes.
Senior in high school?
Senior in high school.
And you're in Florida?
Yeah.
So how did this all come about? I mean, music and acting and, I mean, for somebody so young, and how did it all happen for you?
Well, the music started when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 years. I can't believe, you know. But I was in ninth grade, and I was watching videos on YouTube of this singer that I really, really liked. And at the time, she was just making kind of covers, and she had a couple singles out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, man, she looks like she's having so much fun. I want to do that too. And at the time, I was with Gabe, and he was like, you can.
Sure.
And as simple as it sounds, it was just kind of this moment where I was like, I can. And then I went to my mom, and she was asleep. It was like 3 a.m. And I said, Mom, let's make some music.
You know? She said, now?
And it literally, you know, I mean, it started that simply, and then I just kept persisting, and eventually, you know, it started coming together. Wow. And that's, and it's still going together.
And it's still going, well, it's, you know, only 3 years. I mean, that's, and I think you started, what was 2013 was your first acting roles around 2013?
Oh, yes. Maybe even 2012.
Okay.
I was 12 years old, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, my age goes with the years. But yeah, it was in Assumed Killer.
Uh-huh. So you're a killer is basically what you are.
I'm a killer.
Every movie's got a killer theme. The boyfriend killer, the assumed killer, and you're working on Marriage Killer.
Yep. Yeah.
Why are you a killer? You look too pretty and too sweet to be a killer. How can they cast you as a killer?
I'm not the killer.
Oh,
I'm not
you're the victim.
I'm not the killer. I'm yes, I'm part of the victim group.
So you get to die and then come back in the next one and die as a...
No. I never die.
You never die.
I never die.
Oh. Well, that's really cool. I mean, in acting and singing, you're doing them both. Is that what you did in high school, too? Or were you singing and acting? Are you on stage?
Yeah. I've always been doing both.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time I can remember where I wasn't doing both.
Mm-hmm. And I read your bio, and it lists acting first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you, is that the ranking of your true love? I mean, if you had to pick between acting and singing, which would you pick?
Yeah, I was very specific about putting acting before.
Ah, okay.
I love both music and acting, like, equally. I enjoy doing them equally, but when it comes to the lifestyle, I think that acting lifestyle is much more for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
why
like,
so? Why do you say that?
Because I don't know how I would feel, you know, being away from home so much,
mm-hmm.
like on tour, for example. But I still love music and I want to make music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like in the future I would lean more towards film because I'm very, also very a family person and I would really want to have a family,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
How far do you want to take this? I mean, because if you want to go all the way with this,
mm-hmm.
they're going to require you to go to Hollywood
yeah.
and you are going to be on set filming all the time and mm-hmm. on location and whatnot. So the thing that you don't want is going yeah. to happen if you want to keep on that track.
Yeah, I don't mind filming, like, on location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't mind that. I could definitely go on location. That's a lot of fun. For some reason, it's different in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some reason, my brain perceives going to film on location differently than going on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But pretty far as I can.
Mm-hmm. Great. You know? Well, the big difference, I think, is in acting, apart from the demands on your time and things like that, and you know, remembering a script which somebody else wrote that you have to do, you mm-hmm. become another character, another person. Yeah. You have to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. When you're singing your songs, you're you. You're not somebody else.
Yeah.
So that would be a big difference, I think, anyway, between the two. Can you do a song for us?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear you sing something.
Yeah, of course.
What are you going to sing?
We're going to sing I Got You.
I Got You. So is that, this is the new single?
Yes.
And did you write this song?
I did. This one we wrote in 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours.
What's the story behind this? How did you come up with a song in 2 hours?
It was so much fun. You know, we're planning on releasing an album
mm-hmm.
eventually, and we had already written all the songs with Willie Presveria. He's co-writes all these songs with me. And we were filming Girlfriend Killer, and we had a ukulele on set, and the kid who played my boyfriend Todd on the movie, he knew how to play the ukulele. So he started playing the ukulele, and I started singing. And then the director and my mom, they saw that, and they came up with the idea to create a song for the movie. But then they were like, no, we're not going to do it. But I kept asking, and literally a week before we finished filming, my mom surprised me and said, hey, we're actually going to make a song for the movie. So then Willie came over, he brought his guitar, and it was the quickest song we ever wrote.
Wow.
In 2 hours, we finished writing it, and just, it was so easy to write.
But it must have been some pressure there, because when they tell you you're going to sing a song in a movie, write it now. It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too much pressure. It was fun.
No?
It was fun. I love writing songs.
Mm. Well, we're going to hear more about Taylor Castro as we go along with the program. She's our guest today, so if you wouldn't mind singing, I Got You. This is the new one from Taylor Castro. Nice.
Thank you.
People are standing and cheering around the world right now. Taylor Castro, I Got You. That's the name of the new song, and you sing it in the film. Mm-hmm. What's the story? How's the song come about in a killer film all of a sudden?
It's called Killer, but when you watch the movie, it kind of, there's a lot of love in the movie between the, you know, protagonist characters, you know, Ayla and her mother, and Ayla and her boyfriend, and her mother and her boyfriend, and all the, these different relationships. So the song is meant to be for all of those different relationships together. You know, it's not just for a romantic relationship. It's for friendship. It's for mother-daughter. It's for all of that. And the reason that the character wrote it, because Ayla herself, my character that I played in the movie, actually did write it. And in the beginning, you have her and her boyfriend writing it because they're planning a secret proposal for her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's in there. And then at the end of the movie, it plays and it kind of celebrates all of those different relationships in the movie.
It's got a very nice islandy vibe to it.
Thank you. Yeah. I wanted it to have a lot of nature in it because I felt like there was a lot of nature in the movie. You know, Ayla goes camping and she loves to surf and they're in Fort Lauderdale, which is right near the beach. So I really wanted to include elements of nature into the song. So right off the bat, I have, like, I'd cross the seven seas, and if you pay, you know, it's all in there. And then the beat as well is very islandy.
And so when you continue to write songs and you ultimately put out your debut album, what's the feel? Is it going to be more sounding like that? Are you going to be very diverse and mix it up? And what can we expect when Taylor Castro gets ready to put out that very first album?
Most of it is like that. Mm-hmm. More of that folky, happy sort of beat. And then there are also some songs that are a little bit more, not darker, but more melancholy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of tone it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's like two songs in there that are much more like blue. I see the color blue.
Sure. Okay. Everybody sees a different color and yours is blue.
Yeah.
Now, so what you're going to, as you do more and more interviews, they're going to ask this question over and over. Okay. How would you define your music or describe your music? You said folky?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, in the United States in broadcasting, they like to put you in a lane.
Mm-hmm.
Internationally, that not so much. I mean, as you get out of the U.S. and start touring internationally and introduce people to your music around the world, they won't press that question. But if you had to pick a lane, what lane would you be in? Are you like a Julia Michaels, a Selena Gomez? What, where do you find Taylor Castro?
Like a name or like a genre?
No, no, as far as the style of music, you can, you know, associate yourself with an artist if you want. I mean, who do you associate yourself with?
Associate? I don't know.
You're your own person.
I don't know who I associate
Original
myself with. But the genre is a little bit folk poppy, you know, except for like two songs.
Except for two songs.
You know, those we experimented a little bit with.
And who is your guitarist today? Let's introduce him to the worldwide audience.
Hey, I'm Chris Price.
Hello, Chris.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome, welcome. Chris comes from L.A., and you come from Florida, Taylor.
Yeah. Yes,
so that's not exactly the hotbed of showbiz, Florida.
I'm going to have to move eventually.
Yeah, it probably makes it harder for you, I mean, to do what you do, and you have to travel around a lot. Have you done a lot of international touring?
No. Oh, not touring.
Not just, vacationing, you know,
yeah,
but touring,
no,
performing.
No, I haven't.
Not yet. Well, not mom yet. And dad better get on, get booking you some gigs around the world.
Yeah.
And hopefully this will spawn some, you know, international opportunities for
hopefully.
You. What comes next? Now that you have your song out, you have the movie. Is the movie out right now?
Which one?
Was it Boyfriend Killer? What
is
the current one?
Right now, the one that's out.
Because you've got so many killer movies.
Right. Girlfriend Killer is
Girlfriend
the one
Killer's...
that is out right now.
Okay.
And, you know, it's
the boyfriend's dead, yeah. So now we're working
boyfriend's
on a girlfriend.
Boyfriend's like a year before a girlfriend.
Okay.
So, and then my mom has, she has Island Killer come, or Killer Island. Killer Island.
Killer Island. Oh, switching it up.
I'm not in that one, though.
Oh, you're not in that?
No, no, no.
Mom is an actress, too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a producer and an actress, and it's so beneficial for me because, you know.
Ah, she can open some doors and
yeah.
help make things a little easier.
Definitely.
But you still
yeah.
got to carry the load.
Yes.
You still
yeah.
got to do the hard lifting, the heavy lifting.
Yes.
And it's great to have parents that support you. I know mom and dad are here with you.
Mm-hmm.
They made the trip from Florida to be here with you. And that's wonderful when you're a young person, such as yourself at 18, to have people who support your dream. That's priceless.
Yeah, it really is. I'm so grateful for that.
And you have a sister who's older. And is she also in showbiz or interested in showbiz?
She is starting her own jewelry line, actually.
Okay.
And we're really excited for her because she just got into a trade show. So she's just in the beginnings of her career, but she is an artist.
Mm, this is exciting. Exciting time for the whole family. Mm-hmm. What's been the highlight for you so far? Because you've
Ooh.
Been doing this, she said, 4 years. So what's been the highlight? 4 or 5 years, I guess.
Probably this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm honored to make it on your list, your highlight list. Thank
yeah.
you.
You're
well,
welcome.
You know, come back in a year and tell me, you know, where I rank.
Okay.
Taylor Castro is our guest, and we don't have an album yet Mm-mm. to promote, but we do have a new song, which we just heard. Are you going to do another song for us?
Of course.
Wonderful. What's this one called?
London Bridge.
London Bridge.
London Bridge. I like it already.
Beauty and everything, but the Eiffel Tower's out.
slow down, take a look around. Look around, look around, what will we do now? Slow down, take a look around. Look around, look around, what will we do now? Slow down, take a look around. Look around, look around, what will we do now? Slow down, take a look around. Look around, look around, what will we do now? So easy to ignore. Say something, scream loud so I can hear. Sun is melting, winter snow. Oh, no different with us, say.
Nice. That's so sweet. I can see you really, you immerse yourself into your music.
Thank you.
When you're writing these songs, what does it mean to you when you're, these lyrics, when you wrote the song or co-wrote the song?
I didn't write this one.
Well, what does it mean to you? What are you thinking of when you're singing?
This one is definitely about exactly what it says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slowing down to look at everything that's happening in the world. And we actually wrote this, or this song was written, actually 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, before so much happened. And it's crazy just how the meaning of it has become more and more important. And it's just about stopping to see everything that's happening and to take yourself out of your head and try to think about what's going on in the world and other people's lives, and trying to put yourself in that position and to try and to do something to try to improve that situation.
Mm. Wow. I mean, that's pretty heavy for a high school senior. That's a lot. That's a lot to take in. Now, you have been through a lot. I mean, with the hurricane that came through Florida, I mean, how did that affect your family?
We were very fortunate during the hurricane. It was actually kind of a funny story because we were in New York for a wedding, and then we knew about the hurricane, but we still flew back to Florida.
Mm.
And then, like, a day later, we were like, okay, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. And we were so fortunate to be able to take our whole family, you know, my bird. We took everyone, and we went straight back to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And my father has a friend who lives in Syracuse, New York, and they just renovated a house. So, like, my whole family, we all went over there. And, like, the entire week of school got canceled.
Of course.
We got to bond over there in Syracuse.
What's the bird's name?
Dewey.
Dewey.
Yes,
the
Dewey
bird sing?
Petal.
Sing with you when you're singing at home?
He chirps.
He chirps?
Yeah, he's a lovebird, so it's not a lot of singing. It's like...
Well, that's pretty heavy to be, you know, in Syracuse watching the TV and saying, that's our home.
It
that's
was really
blowing
scary.
Away right now.
Mm-hmm. It was really scary because we still had some family, you know, back. And I remember my cousin, her uncle, I think it was in the Keys. Mm-hmm. And he was refusing to leave the Keys. And, you know, the Keys got a lot of damage.
Oh, yes.
But luckily, he was safe. And he was just in, like, the shed. And, you know, but he was fine. Mm. We had my great uncle. He was there. He was in the hospital. He recently passed away. But
sorry.
It's okay. He was very old, so it's okay. But he was in the hospital, and my uncle, who was here from Europe, stayed with him in the hospital. And it was actually this really beautiful story because he, like, walked my grandma to the plane as if he was going to get on, and he said he strapped her in, and he said, "Sorry, I'm staying with Uncle Barry." So
wow. And there's just so much going on, as you mentioned, and as a young role model. Because you're in the spotlight, you are a role model. There's, you know, young 10, 11, 12-year-olds who look up and say, "I want to be Taylor Castro, and I want to be like her." And it's a lot of pressure to be a role model. How do you deal with what's going on in the world right now, with all the stuff we're hearing on the news and reading about and the things that are going on in our world here in this country and around the world? How do you process that?
I think that it's extremely important for anyone who's considered a role model in society to really be paying attention to everything that's going on. Because the more they pay attention to it, the more little girls and little boys will also pay attention to it. And I remember when I was a little girl, I looked up so much to celebrities like Selena Gomez. I was obsessed with Selena Gomez. And just to give you an example of how important those role models are, I remember that her character on Wizards of Waverly Place hated reading.
Mm-hmm.
And because she hated reading, even though I loved reading, I said, "I hate reading."
Ah.
And for like years, I wasn't reading. And eventually the character became better. But just...
Did your parents know that at the time, that you were not reading because of a TV character? Did you reveal that to them?
Reading that much. I'm like, I love reading. Reading's like my favorite thing to do. And they wouldn't really, I don't know if they would... You know, but
I like Selena Gomez, Mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, just to give an example of how they can positively or negatively affect children, mm-hmm. you know, growing up. So I think that it's extremely important to be that sort of figure that a child will look up to, because that child will copy their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have positive actions, then it leads to more and more positivity, because eventually other children are going to look up to those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes this cycle of positivity.
That's great. That's a great message to carry. I mean, the world needs more people who are positive thinkers and have a positive message. What's the best advice you ever got, and who gave it to you?
Oh. wow.
They are not all going to be easy questions.
Wow. What's the best advice I got, and who gave it to me?
Could That's be a friend, hard. Could be a coworker, classmate, parent. Something that's resonated with you. Could be as simple as fasten your seatbelt while you're driving.
Fastening my seatbelt.
Something doesn't have to be heavy.
Does it have to be someone who told it to me?
Or? Yeah, best advice that you were given, and okay. Who gave it to you?
My dad always tells me that if I'm going to do something, to do it right. And I live by that.
Mm.
You know, I can't do anything without it being the best it could possibly be. I put everything into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if it's not going to be 100%, I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
And that is, I live by that. Mm. And my dad told me that.
That's great. I bet you're a daddy's girl, too. You love your dad, I can tell. I, as a father of an 18-year-old daughter myself, you know, I can certainly relate to that. And I know he's very proud of you, and your parents are very proud of you. And and it's all good. Everything is so good right now for you. You're in a great place to be.
Yeah.
And how do your classmates at school relate to you? I mean, you're a celebrity now. You're a movie star, singing star. So did anything change at school when you made your acting debut? And since that time, are people like,
I don't really
afraid to approach you?
No. I don't really tell them anything. You know?
Low key?
Hmm?
You keep it low key?
Yeah, it's very
down
like,
low.
It's like, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And then, like, unless they ask why, I'm like, oh, it's like a radio interview. You know? Like, I won't say it.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? So it's very, like, not spoken of at school.
Well, that's super. Who do you want to work with in the business? If you, I mean, Selena Gomez, you mentioned
in
her.
In film or in music?
Can be anything. I want to know film and in singing, both. Since you opened the door, both.
There's so many people.
Mm-hmm. Top of the list.
You know, for like producers as well, I would love to work with John Favreau.
Okay.
You know, all right. Which is probably not what you're expecting, but I love Tom Holland too. Mm-hmm. I love Tom Holland. Wow. I really like Yara Shahidi.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sabrina Carpenter in music.
Mm-hmm.
And
Thumbs. She had the big hit Thumbs.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I met her.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, it was not in a very, you know, cool way, but I stood in a line for 2 hours.
Well, sometimes that's the best way to make a friend, you know?
Yeah, you know. I also love Sophia Carson, who's friends with her. There's mm-hmm. just so many people that I would love to work with.
Hmm. That's great. And so you're off and running and, you know, you're from Spain, Spanish blood, I guess.
Yeah, we have Spanish blood. My grandfather had moved from Spain to Puerto Rico, so mm-hmm. we have Puerto Rican culture. And then my grandmother also lived in Cuba, so we also have Cuban culture. So, mm-hmm. but our blood is from Spain.
Mm-hmm. And so do you sing in Spanish at all?
No.
No?
No, and that's why I don't, you know, like, promote it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, I can't really...
So the next song that you put out now, the next single coming up, have you decided what it is when you release, what you're going to release next to follow up I Got You?
I think the next single is going to be April Rain.
Mm-hmm. And so you keep on writing lots of music. I mean, as a young person, you must have a collection of songs. Yeah. What's the process to decide what's going to be on your debut album? Because that's going to be a hard... When you know, figure out what are the 12 songs out of the hundreds that I've written, the first 12 I'm putting out, or however many there will be on your first album. I mean, that's a tough process.
I have many that I've written, but we've, like, only produced, like, 12, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be those.
It'll be those 12.
Yeah.
It'll be those.
But, yeah, I do have a lot that I've written mm-hmm. that, you know, are in my head. But, like, they're already done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just need to package them up and, like, put a bow on them. But, mm-hmm. you know.
Do you have a name for your album? Let me guess. Taylor Castro.
No.
Okay.
No, that's boring.
A lot of people do it.
No. I originally wanted it to be Pure.
Pure?
Yeah.
And why? Is there a song, Pure, that you're putting on the album?
There's one called Stay Pure.
Mm-hmm.
But just because... that word inspired basically the entire album. And it's inspired me throughout the past, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more and more I look at myself when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
the more and more I feel like that is who I am on the inside before the world changes that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I believe in, so... That's why the album would be called Pure.
And any plans for next year as far as a timeline that you'd like to put the album out? Are we looking at early 2018, late 2018, maybe beyond that? What are you thinking?
I would imagine middle 2018.
Middle 2018. All right. Well, when you do put it out, get back in that plane, and we'd love to have you come back.
Thank you.
And you'll have more stories to tell at that time. Would you do another song for us?
Of course.
What's this called?
This is Be Strong.
Be Strong. Taylor Castro. Nice, nice, nice. Taylor Castro singing her music here on Border Crossings on The Voice of America. And you can catch her in Boyfriend Killer and
Girlfriend Killer
and soon to be Marriage Killer. Mm-hmm. All those different films coming out for you. And I'm sure there'd be more films in the future as well that don't involve killers.
Yeah.
It'll be love stories and happy endings. But wonderful to meet you and to have you in D.C. and on the show today. I Got You is the name of the first single. Right? Mm-hmm, and the new album is coming out sometime next year. Mm-hmm. And you'll come back and join us?
Yes, of course.
I would love to have
you
back.
Thank you.
If people want to find you on social media and read about you, where do they go? How do they reach out to you on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that?
I am at Taylor Danielle Castro on Instagram and Facebook. And on Twitter, I am Taylor_Castro2O's. Mm.
And then how about your website? Do you have a website yet?
I think it's Taylor Castro.
Taylor Castro.
Think so.
All right. And your music's doing great on the charts. So congratulations on that. I know Gary, you know, who's with you today, has been very active in promoting your music. So
Gary's great.
It's easy to see there's tremendous talent here and you're gonna go places and be a huge star. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to meet you. Taylor Castro is her name. She's our guest. And this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I see you staring. It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I look for you in the center of the sun. I took a pill, but it didn't help me numb. I see your face even when my eyes are shut. But I never really know just where to find you. I taste the words that keep falling out your mouth. You got a lot you can never figure out. If I could hold you, then I'd never put you down. But I never really know just where to find you. Find you.
Crossings, and that is Nick Jonas. No, it's not Nick Jonas. It's it is Nick Jonas.
It is Nick Jonas.
That's the Nick Jonas
That's
song.
Nick.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one I've been hearing about. That's the one people are talking about right there.
Right there.
That's it. That's the one that Milam Sam Haskey wanted us to play.
That's got
to
be it.
That must be it. Nick Jonas, new music, and Nick does not have an album in mind right now. He said singles. That's where he's at right now.
He says
singles.
He has enough material for two albums, and he's also talking about some Christmas songs.
Oh, Christmas.
Which we should be getting soon, since Christmas is, you know,
around the corner.
2 months away.
That's it. Eliam in Ghana requested Janet Jackson, which we also heard, All For You. This is Border Crossings. Ray McDonald is here, and we've got Chart Chat for today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And once again, just like last week, I'm having to reach a little bit beyond the top 20 because things are just sort of getting shuffled around. It's the same deck of cards, just in a different order. We had a couple songs come into the top 20 this week, but we've already covered them on Chart Chat, so I decided to reach a little farther, and we're going to start off with Halsey, who's, I like Halsey. I like her a lot. She's got an original idea. She's an interesting artist, and this one is creeping up. It moves from 40th to 32nd place. It's got potential. It's called Bad at Love, and there is a story behind this, and I will tell you that story after the song.
Home in Michigan, and it tastes like Jack when I'm kissing him. So I told him that I never really liked his friends. Now he's gone and he's calling me a bitch again. There's a guy that lives in a garden state, and he told me that we make it till we graduate. So I told him that the music will be worth the wait.
sheep, but he wants me in the kitchen when it's in a plate. I believe that we're meant to be. But jealousy, get the best of me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes. Yeah, I always make the same mistakes, cause I'm bad in love. Ooh, ooh, but you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad in love. Got a girl with California eyes, and I thought that she could really be the one this time. But I never got the chance to make her mine, because she fell in love with little thin white lines. London girl with her attitude, we never told no one, but we look so cute. Both got way better things to do, but I always think about it when I'm riding through. I believe that I'm in too deep. Jealousy, get the best in me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes. Yeah, always make the same mistakes, cause I'm bad in love. Ooh, ooh, but you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad. You're afraid I'm gonna walk away. It's time to feel and face. You know I'm bad in love, but you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad.
Border Crossings, and that's Halsey.
Halsey, Bad at Love, moving from 40th to 32nd place on the latest Hot 100 chart. This would be her third top 20 hit, if it goes a little higher. Of course, she spent 12 weeks at number one with the Chainsmokers, with Closer. And she said after that song fell off at number one, she said it was a relief for her. It was uncomfortable being part of such a huge hit. I mean, of course, she probably enjoyed it on some level, but Halsey is one of those artists. I don't think she's in it to become a Britney Spears type of star. She's sort of following her own path.
She's an artiste,
and she also made the top 20 with Now or Never. So we'll see how this one does. Halsey says she wrote this song after a bad breakup. She says she was sitting on her sofa in the living room, eating junk food, looking back over her somewhat tortured romantic history, and said, well, this would make a pretty good song. And I think it does. I like it.
Now, she's had kind of an interesting childhood. She said she always found herself in a conflicted state of mind, because she said, I relate more to the African-American side of my family, but I look more white. So she was just kind of, she had a struggle.
Yeah, yeah, and Halsey has also struggled with bipolar.
Yes,
conditions.
Yes, and she had a miscarriage. I read shortly before she was to do a performance, which was very. It's interesting to go through that and still go on with the show, which is what she did.
She said it was the worst night of her life, and you can easily understand that. But Halsey is on tour right now in North America with Charlie XCX, which I would imagine would be a great show. I mean, what a great double bill. Mm-hmm. I think they complement each other, and they're also a bit of a contrast to each other, because Charlie XCX, you know, she's such an extroverted party animal type. Mm-hmm. And Halsey, I think, is a little more introverted. So that would actually be a show I think would be pretty interesting to see. They're on the road together here in North America through November 22nd, and then Halsey's going to do some Christmas radio package concerts, like Jingle Balls, etc., that, you know, all the big commercial radio stations mount here in North America. And Halsey's dating life is active. She's currently with G-Eazy. who's had a few hits here here on VOA, and they dressed as Daisy Buchanan and Jay Gatsby from the Great Gatsby for Halloween. So, you know, it's showing a little bit of originality. So, costume points for Halsey and G-Eazy.
You ever heard why she's got the name Halsey? I think it had to do with a subway station.
I think she's from New Jersey. And I think this was in New York City, in one of the boroughs, Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken. And this is the story that I've heard, that she was looking for a name, and she saw the subway stop, Halsey Street. And there you go.
Right. Her real name is Ashley.
Ashley Frangipani.
All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing that to us. I find the album name interesting. She's about interesting names. What is it?
Hopeless Fountain Kingdom.
What is that about? Hopeless Fountain Kingdom.
I think that one's open to interpretation.
Exactly. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, my pleasure, Larry.
It's always great to have you on for Chart Chat on Tuesdays. The song was Bad at Love, Halsey, that we were taking a look at. Where is it on the charts right now?
It moved from 40th to 32nd place. Ooh. So it's kind of on the bubble. It could go either way.
It's one to
watch. I'm rooting for it. Yeah. And we're also playing it on VOA 1.
Indeed. Thank you, sir. This is Border Crossings. Again, thank you, Taylor Castro, for joining us on the show. I want to thank Wagner Engineer and Felicia, our director, Gary Jaffe, and Nick and the crew for putting the interview together with Taylor Castro today. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. We'll catch you tomorrow on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.